Okay, I'm about to give you an experience. I'm about to give you an experience of me trying to do what the course says, and I'm going to give you what I want to receive. It's a radical concept. Okay, so what I'd like to receive right now, and watch me closely, because I'm going to give it to you. Sometimes somebody's giving it to you and you're looking the other way.
On purpose.
And what I'm going to give you, and this is scary for me, because I'm actually trying to do what it's saying. Okay, so don't let this fool you. You know, this is scary. I'm going to give it. This is what I like to receive. Kind of nervous, but I'm going to trust. I'm going to trust. Successful experiment. Look at how much came back than what I gave out. That's the way it works.
Yeah.
If you notice, when I gave it, I received. But I venture to say, if I had walked in here and not given you that, you probably wouldn't have given me that. Is that right?
Yeah.
So this year is the year of the Earl Purdy experience, the Course in Miracles experience. Some of you may not like me. Please go away. I beg you, please. If you don't like me, love me enough to go away. Never come back. You know, you'll get to that point on your spiritual path where you'll be so glad when people leave.
Yeah.
And you'll be so glad when people show up. You'll be glad of both of them. All right. You leaving me? All right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much, because I deserve to be loved, and I appreciate you clearing the space for the next person to come in that's going to love me even more than you have, because you have helped me appreciate them.
Yeah.
Because of you, I can really appreciate love.
Yeah.
Either because I asked for such hell through you that I'm glad to see the next person come, or I had so much good stuff through you, I'm at the point that I can appreciate it, believe it's natural for me, and just let more of it in.
Yeah.
Interesting thing about this mic is it never does this to the Course in Miracles class. We use it in church. Never once does it fart. But so once I start teaching, I'm the teacher with the farting microphone. So just remember me. Remember me. All right. So what I'm going to do is give you the best I got to give. This is the year that I really want us to take it to another level. I was talking to the Thursday night class, and I was telling them that all I wanted was permission to be more myself, whatever that is, not to limit how I express myself, other than to promise that you will be safe. But other than that, I don't tell you what I might do.
So you might take your clothes off.
There's one thing that I promise you. I am naked underneath my clothes. And so are you. And we love each other too much to show each other.
Just let the fantasy continue. Because if you come with my clothes off, I don't know, you might not feel the same.
So I'm doing all you a great favor. I will keep my clothes on because I love you. I just share my body with people I fear.
That's the only ones get my body.
And because when you think about it, those are the ones that usually when you break up, you don't see each other anymore. Or you really don't hang out with each other. Like when I really think about it, the people I experience physical intimacy with, the number of those that I'm still in contact with versus the people that I haven't, is no comparison. You know, I mean, it feels real good when you get the physical intimacy thing going at first. But for some reason, it means so much that if something happens to end that, it's like we have to get rid of the whole person. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have to act like you don't even like each other sometimes. And then avoid each other in King Super. Oh my God, chicken out the aisle. But I'm a spiritual titan, I am. You know. So when you hear God, I'm talking about love. You hear ego, I'm talking about fear. So the course is only about love and fear, so don't let the terminology fool you. And I'm going to continue on the theme that I was talking about Thursday night, and that's the theme of pain and how to get rid of it. Because we're going to choose the joy of God instead of pain. So I'm going to do a quick kind of like meditation, and I'm going to just read the lesson 190. I choose the joy of God instead of pain. And you don't have to really listen unless you want to. You can go anywhere you want to go. Because in my classes, you don't have to believe it. You don't have to accept it. You don't have to welcome it. Some of it you may actively resist. Some of it you're going to see is startling. That's okay. If you use it, you'll see that it works. So in order to have a lot of fun, we have to let go of the idea that I'm trying to convince you or convert you. I'm not interested in converting you, nor am I interested in convincing you. Okay? So that should free us up. Then I'm just going to say what's on my mind. I'm going to trust that you can handle it. And you let yourself accept what you want, don't want to accept, and then let go of what you do. So here you go. I choose the joy of God instead of pain, and I can do it any way I want to.
Okay. I choose the joy of God instead of pain. I choose the joy of God instead of pain. I choose the joy of God instead of pain. I choose the joy of God instead of pain. I choose the joy of God instead of pain. I choose the joy of God.
So here it goes. It's your thoughts alone that cause you pain. Nothing external to your mind can hurt or injure you in any way. There is no cause beyond yourself that can reach down and bring oppression. No one but yourself affects you. There is nothing in the world that has the power to make you ill. There's nothing in the world that has the power to make you sad. There's nothing in the world that has the power to make you weak. There's nothing in the world that has the power to make you frail. It's you who have the power to dominate all things you see by merely recognizing what you are. Pain is a wrong perspective. Whenever you experience pain in any form, it's a proof of self-deception. Pain is not a fact at all. There is no form that pain takes that will not disappear if you see it correctly. Any kind of pain will disappear if you see it correctly. Any kind of pain will disappear if you see it correctly. Any kind of pain will disappear if you see it correctly. Any kind of lack will disappear if you see it correctly. Any kind of lack will disappear if you see it correctly. Any kind of anger will disappear if you will see it correctly. Whew. See does nothing. It has no effects at all. the world you see. I'm talking about the world you see. I'm talking about the world you see merely represents your thoughts. The world you see merely represents your thoughts. The world you see merely represents your thoughts. Okay. Go wherever you want to go. The world will change entirely as you elect to change your mind. Your world will change entirely as you elect to change your mind. Your world will change entirely as you elect to change your mind. Your world will change entirely as you elect to change your mind. The world you see will change completely as you choose to change your mind. Choose the joy of God is what you want. Choose the joy of love is what you want. Choose the joy of abundance is what you want. Choose the joy of health, healing, freedom, peace. Partying like a big dog is what you want. I'm sorry, sometimes I channel this entity called Cy Bubba. That Bubba likes to party. Bubba has an extra chakra. And it's called the boogie chakra. It's located in the place of the most pleasure. So I say it again, your world will change entirely as you elect to change your mind by choosing the joy of God is what you want. Now I'm going to tell you who you are. Yourself is radiant, innocent, joyful, unchanged in its joy. Your real self is unchanging in its love. It's unchangeable forever and ever 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 and ever. And lay down your arms. Lay down your cruel sword of judgment that you hold against your throat. It's time for you to understand there is no pain. That you deserve the joy of God, the joy of love. You deserve it. It belongs to you. This is the day. This is the day. When it is given you to realize the lesson that contains all of salvation's power, is this. Pain. Pain is a false idea. Joy is reality. Pain is a false idea. Joy is reality. Pain is a false idea. Joy is reality. When you're going through pain, it means you are asleep and having a bad dream. So if you're feeling pain right now, you're just sleeping. If you're feeling pain right now, you're sleeping and there's a lot of drool coming out of your mouth. Joy is awakening. Pain is but sleep. Pain is deception. It's only when you're in joy alone are you experiencing what you are really supposed to feel. And if you feel something else other than joy, don't beat yourself up about it. Don't beat yourself up about it. Because that pain is just getting you in touch with the pain that's already inside of you that needs to be healed so that the pain on the outside of you can disappear. So I got a thought I want to share with you. And this is the thing that
1 minute. be in a room full of people doing this than a room full of people frowning and afraid.
If I just go ahead and be real in the moment, then everything that's supposed to happen naturally. And I'll try to make sure I'm there to receive it. Because I always notice that wherever I am, here I am. The one common denominator my whole life, in every situation I've ever been in, was me. So I eventually began to suspect there may be a connection. It's a theory that I'll keep you posted on. I'll let you know how self-responsibility is coming along. So there's something I'd like to share to help out to bring this point from the Course about I choose the joy of God instead of pain, because even though the Course in Miracles is the core of what I'm doing, I'm going to bring in everything Spirit tells me to help get it across. I'm going to do everything in my power to bring this message through me with love and with joy. But if I come here and I feel like crap, I'm going to still do it.
Good, that's a good thing.
Now, here we go. An experience. The more you understand what you are learning from a situation, the more rapidly you can leave it. The more you understand what you are learning from a situation, the more rapidly you can leave it. The more you understand what you are learning from this situation, you know the situation I'm talking about? You all know exactly the situation I'm talking about. Everybody got a situation? Everybody with a situation? The Course in Miracles teaches that a situation is a relationship. So if you have a relationship, you're in a situation. Any kind of relationship, your relationship to money, your relationship to a person, a relationship to your job, to your dog, to your house, to your cat. A relationship is more than just a romantic pairing. So the more you understand what you're learning from a situation, the more rapidly you can leave it. So I want you to ask yourself right now, what lessons am I learning from being with this person? What lessons am I learning from being with this person? This could be your boss, your cousin, your relative, your lover, your child. If you have a problem with any of those things, ask yourself right now, what am I learning from being with this person? What growth am I accomplishing by being in this situation? What growth am I accomplishing by being in this situation? Ask yourself, what growth am I accomplishing by being in this situation? Pain always signifies major opportunities for growth. So, honey, how you doing? Honey, today I'm having a major opportunity for growth. I haven't had a major opportunity like this for years. My boss is giving me the best major opportunity possible. Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm having a few major opportunities for growth, too. See, that's the way conscious beings talk to each other. Yeah. Honey, let me tell you. We both had major opportunities for growth. See, that's how a conscious being cries. Unconscious being goes, and they did this to me, and they did this to me, and they did that to me, and they did that to me, and they did this to me, and they did that to me, and I'm so innocent, they did this to me, and they did this. That's what unconscious people talk. Conscious being. What's wrong? Last night, I was with my child. I had a major growth opportunity. Major. See, I'm not denying my emotions, but I'm using my emotions, even the ones that are fearful, to remind me of my power. and to remind me of the truth and not to make myself more of a victim. You with me? Oh, here's a good example. This is from a book called Personal Power Through Awareness by Sanaya Roman. It's also a channel book. I love how it takes what the Course is saying and then it brings it down to a level that we can work it right then in our everyday life. Okay, so then I try to act it out because I should be getting the Oscar this year. When I was a child, I knew I was going to be a famous actor. I acted in the mirror all day long. All day long. I was like, other kids outside playing, I was acting. And I was looking at myself act. And I just knew I was going to be famous. I just knew it. So, then when I'm with you, I still can't act. When I'm with you, I still have to be real. And this is better than the actor. Yeah. The real me is a lot better than the me I made up. The me I made up sometimes sucks. Okay. That's S-U-C-K. Suck. That me is always making me afraid about the future, reminding me of what someone did to me in the past, telling me why things can't work out, how it's never gonna change, how I need to be careful causing cold bags. You think you're going out in the real world? No, you're going out into the unreal world. This is the real world. The real, Well, I'm going to give you an experience. Okay? In the real world, you are safe. If I'm not mistaken, there are no bombs or bullets or guns pointed at anybody. If you're in the real world, you are joyful. We've hardly been sad sacks today. In the real world, the present moment is beautiful, so there's nothing missing. You know what I'm saying? So this is a glimpse of reality before we go into unreality. And that unreality is going to come from not realizing that it's your thoughts that's creating it. And how to handle pain. Because we're moving from pain to joy. So to move from pain to joy, you have to first redefine pain. So the way you redefine pain is to say from this moment forward, whenever you experience pain, you're experiencing a major growth opportunity. My toothache? A major growth opportunity. It's anything you feel that's painful. This will take you out of pain. So suppose, for instance, you are in pain because someone does not return your love to the degree that you would like. People aren't treating me the way I deserve to be treated. Any of y'all familiar with that one?
Yeah.
So this is an example. This is a real situation. We're about to be told how to deal with it. So if you're with a person who looks like they're not returning the love back to you to the degree that you should like, you're supposed to say, darling, I'm learning how to keep my heart open with you. Instead of saying, you're not giving me as much attention as you should. You're not treating me the way I want to be treated. If I was conscious, I'd say, darling, right now I'm having a real lesson in keeping my heart open with you. If you said it to somebody, you'll stop them right in their tracks. Because in all likelihood, they have never in their entire life ever had someone say that to them. And for the first time in their life, they had a new experience for the first time in years. It's easy to say, I'm upset with you because I wish you'd do more. I bet you think that was the mic. Okay. The mic is just the smoke screen for my gas problem. Okay. I can't believe the stuff I say. I honestly got y'all listen back to these classes, I cannot believe it. I cannot believe it. You know, it's like I get a chance to be myself in front of a room full of people, because I'm not myself most of the other time. The quiet one is just checking everything out and trying to make sure he makes it. A little quiet girl. He's like everybody else. I'm trying to make it here. Thank you very much. Pardon me. Okay. So I had to let great girl start looking out for little girl, because I forgot the little girl was still in the world, even though I was getting these lofty spiritual concepts of myself. I wasn't covering little girl's book. So this is the year that I give little girl all the little love that he deserves.
Yeah.
Okay. Lord have mercy. I was the deepest class I've ever gone to. What happened? He farted and told the truth to me. It's a new experience. Must be new. I don't call that before. See, laughter is an experiment in preparing yourself to be able to, that's amazing, to be able to leave your body.
Yeah.
Laughter is a preparation that allows you to practice what it's like to realize you're more than your body and become more than your body. What do I mean by that? When you're really, really, really laughing really hard, and you know this is true from your own experience, sometimes you feel like you're going to burst. And you say it. I'm laughing so hard that I feel like I'm going to burst. Joy is bigger than the body. Joy is bigger than the body. So when we're happy, that's when we're closest to our natural state.
Gosh.
I'm blowing in your ear, huh?
Well, I'll get my blowing wherever I can. Put that sword down. Put that sword down. Put it down. Put the sword down. Put the sword down. Under your knees, see. Put it down. Put it down. Put it down. Because you gave blowing all the meaning that has for you. Don't project it on me. Don't project it on me. That's how it works. We project our thoughts on someone else, and then we react to them as if our interpretation is true. Yeah, and most of the time it's not. Especially if you have a life full of a lot of conflict. If you're a person with a life full of a lot of conflict, most of your perceptions are incorrect. You just got a wrong perception all over the place, and you need to be glad about it. You need to be like, oh God, I hope I'm wrong. Especially when it comes to my money situation. I hope I'm wrong about what I believe about me and relationships. I hope I'm wrong about the way I feel about my job and my family. If you're smart, you're going, I hope I am wrong. If you're not happy, you don't want to be right and miserable. Because if you're right and miserable, then there's nothing you can do about it. Because you're right. You want to be wrong. I want to be wrong. Got it? Does that make more sense? Okay, so here we go. I'll say it again. If you feel like someone's not giving you the love that you deserve, and they're not treating you the way you think you deserve to be treated, what you want to say to that person is, I'm learning how to keep my heart open, and you're giving me a major opportunity for growth. I'll say it again. I really learned a lesson in keeping my heart open with you, and this is a major opportunity for growth. Those two sentences will get you out of pain. And all these classes available online at earlpurdy.com.
sparkle.
Okay. I told you I got a low advertising budget. Well, it's going to be more one day. It's going to be more. You're going to be looking at Oprah. It's going to be an Earl Purdy commercial.
He was at Unity Temple. I was one of his staunchest supporters. I tied it every week.
I'm telling you, I see a real person is scary. A real person can be scary. So just like I'm standing up in front of you all, just being myself and acting like I know you and that you cool with me, and I'm saying, I know we don't see that often. We don't see that. It's kind of like a strange creature, don't we? He must want something. He wants something from me. I know he does. It's a trick. It's a cult. Anybody that teaches that I deserve to be happy must be a cult leader. Because only a cult leader would say loving things about me. So he must want something from me. Yeah, I do. I admit, I do want something from you. And I'll tell you what it is. I want your attention. I want saved potential. Don't practice that unsaved potential. You want saved potential. You're learning how to keep your heart open no matter what the other person does. You're only learning how to keep your heart open no matter what the other person does. It may be that you're learning to keep your heart open no matter what the other person does. It might be that you're learning about humility. So you can walk up to the person that you think is not giving you the love that you deserve, and you can think to yourself, gosh, I'm having an opportunity here to learn humility, harmlessness, and the lack of my ego importance. Then, okay, I'm upset. Then, okay, here's, you're not treating me like I want you to. Here are the steps. Are you ready? Tune in. Tune in. Somebody's not treating me right. Somebody's not giving me the attention I deserve. What should I do? First thing you do is you tell yourself, okay, right now I'm feeling hurt, so I'm experiencing another opportunity for growth. I'm having another experience that's trying to teach me how to keep my heart open. I feel pain right now. I'm having another experience that's about teaching me how to keep my heart open. No matter what the other person does. So this is what you do. You tell yourself, I'm learning humility. I'm learning harmlessness. I'm learning humility. I'm learning harmlessness. Then you grow quiet. You grow quiet. And then you ask your soul. You ask your soul to show you the lesson. So, because you know you want to put this situation behind you. So these are the steps. I say it again. They might just work because they may be different than what you thought of. I think some situation, circumstance, or person is not giving me what I deserve. They're not treating me right. So the first thing I tell myself when I'm feeling pain is that I am learning to keep my heart open. I'm learning to have more humility. I'm having a growth opportunity. And then you stop for a minute as soon as you can. Get away from that person if you can. Get out of that person's physical presence if you can to do this. And then you say, so I ask my soul, please, show me the lesson. Show me the lesson in this so I can end this once and for all, so that this doesn't keep coming back to me through different people in different forms. What is the lesson that I'm having in my relationships? What is the lesson that I'm having in my financial situation? What is the lesson in this job? What is the lesson in this world? What is the lesson in my being here at this time and place? What is the lesson? What is the lesson? What is the lesson? I'm having an opportunity to grow. I'm having an opportunity to learn to keep my heart open. I'm having an opportunity to learn humility. I'm having an opportunity to learn harmlessness. Soul, my soul, would you please show me what the lesson is in this so that this can disappear? Please show me what the lesson is in this so this can disappear. I want to see what has happened as a great gift, even though right now it sure does feel like a tragedy. I want to experience this as a gift, even though it feels like a tragedy. I want to experience this as a gift, even though right now it feels like a tragedy. I want to experience the gift in this, even though right now it feels like a tragedy. Ask your soul to show you the gift. So tell yourself right now, show me the gift. Show me the gift. In this situation that I'm going through right now that I use to keep myself in so much unhappiness and pain, show me the gift. 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 So you can do that right now to yourself, silently. The degree to which you feel pain, the degree to which you feel pain is often an indication of the size of the gift that awaits you when you understand why you set it up. I'll say it again. The degree to which you feel pain is an indication of the size of the gift that is waiting for you as soon as you let yourself learn why you set this up. In other words, you got to ask yourself, what is the payoff? What is the payoff? There's a payoff. When you stay in this situation or circumstance, ask yourself, what is the payoff? But understanding is not enough by itself. But once you begin to understand what you ought to learn, it's important to act upon it. Some of you feel pain and suffer from others when your love isn't returned. Or when you have pictures and expectations that are not met. Try not to make those people wrong who are not acting out your script. Try not to make those people wrong just because they're not acting out your script. Try not to make those people wrong just because they're not acting out your script. Try not to make people wrong just because they're not acting out your script. Because that escalates the power struggle between you. You can't find the answers when you are in a power struggle. Instead, as you grow silent and you calm your energy, imagine that you are embracing with your heart. Imagine you are embracing them with your heart. Forgiving them, no matter what, is embracing them with your heart. Pain is a powerful indicator of growth. And pain can be charged with love. Pain is a powerful indicator of growth. And pain can be charged, transformed, alleviated with love. My electromagnetic energy field, it's affecting everything around me. It's a trick.
Yes, it is.
Hey, baby, you want to feel my electromagnetic energy field?
Try not.
I got the baddest, most powerful electromagnetic energy field you have ever seen. See, that's different. A guy walk up and say that to you, at least go, You know, this is different. This is different. You know what I'm saying? I'm so thankful that I know what I'm looking for. It increases the possibilities that I'll find it. It's amazing how that works. Because people are looking for love and wouldn't recognize it if it smacked them in the face. Everybody wants to be loved, but they don't have any idea what it looks like. Today we gave ourselves an example.
Yeah.
somebody that loves you should be glad to see you, smiling at you, safe to be around. You should be doing some laughing. You should feel like you're growing. And sometimes there will be major opportunities for growth. Sometimes you will be given tests to see if your heart can stay open and you can learn humility and harmlessness. Sometimes you will be given an opportunity to remember to get quiet, to ask your soul what is the lesson of this situation of pain so that it can disappear. Every situation in our life is just another opportunity to put into practice the principles I've shared with you today. And that's what everything that you experience for the rest of the day and the rest of this week is going to be. One opportunity after another for you to go, instead of I'm blaming you, I'm mad at you, you did this to me, to go, this is some kind of an opportunity for growth. This is a major learning opportunity. This is a chance to see if I can keep my heart open. This is a chance to see if I'm going to shut my mouth up for a change, not project, leave the situation, get quiet, and ask my soul what the lesson is so that the lesson can go away and I won't keep going through this through different people, different circumstances, and different times. Okay? See what I'm saying? Now, if you're particularly addicted to your pain, you will probably forget everything I said. Go out of here and start to judge and project and blame for the rest of the day. Because you have two minds. One mind is totally insane as a loony bird. I mean, it's crazy. I'm not kidding. Don't underestimate. There is a part of us that is nuts. It's nuts. Don't trust nothing. Don't love nothing. Attacks everything. Thinks that it's going to draw people that likes it, even if it's a sour puss. You know, it's like it expects everybody to do something for it. It's blaming everybody about everything. Never gives you a break. Tells you you're guilty. Tells you you're sinful. Tells you you're going to hell. Tells you that you're never going to have a relationship that works out. All your opportunities will never work out. That there is a part of our mind that is a hospital for pain. That is the part of the mind the Course in Miracles calls the ego. And the purpose of the Course in Miracles is to teach you how to circumvent that part of your mind so that you will no longer be using it to create your reality by recognizing what it's doing to you through you so you can stop, avoid it, go around it, and not have to experience it anymore. Because if the one I can circumvent the part of me that's afraid and doesn't know what love is, I can start the real work of opening my heart. And your heart will create things for you much faster and easier than your mind ever will.
Amen.
Your heart is so much more powerful than your mind, it'll blow your mind. So, if you dare... See, man. You know, everywhere I move, that's because I have Aquarius rising. Everybody knows because I got Aquarius rising. And I have Uranus in the first house. All the time. Forever, you have to keep yourself afraid. So there's a delicate balancing act going something like this. I'll make myself just afraid enough to be separate, but I won't make myself so afraid that I'll get rid of my fear.
Yeah.
So that results in most people feeling, okay. Okay is just enough fear to keep you here, and not so much you leave. And so then we use people to keep us in the balancing act of fear by choosing partnerships and friendships that keep us in conflict. So when you're afraid of happiness, you have to give yourself the fearful relationships that keep you from being happy so that you won't experience what you are afraid of, which is joy and love. Because it'll disappoint you. It'll leave. It doesn't last. So if I just be miserable all the time, I'll feel better. That sounds crazy when somebody says it. But you have to admit that's the formula.
Yeah.
And I'm here to liberate you.
Yay, thank you.
By reminding you that freedom is of the mind and not of the body. Free your mind and your ass will fall.
Was that Martin Luther King that said that? I'm quoting Martin Luther King. Don't blame me. So I'm passing this around. Right about the last 5 minutes. If you're not on my mailing list, please put your address and your name on here so that when I do workshops spontaneously, I can let you know. If you go to the website, right now, there are over 150 classes online. If the spirit is going to work for you, it's going to work for you through people. And what you have to do is give something from the heart and give something of value. Whenever you feel guilty about receiving money, or afraid to receive money, it means that you don't think you're giving something of value. Because if you really knew you were giving something of value, you would have absolutely no guilt about receiving money or any other wonderful thing back in return. So if it's hard for you to receive right now, and that's evidenced by you looking like you're in lack, it means you don't feel like you're really offering anything of value to your universe. See, I feel like what I'm offering is valuable. You see what I mean? Yeah, see what I'm talking about? Yeah. I love how you give yourself what you want to receive. So therefore, I promise you I won't have any guilt about the love offering. Thank you. I will not have any guilt about it at all. The reason why I do a love offering instead of asking for a certain fee is because I don't want to put any limits on my income. Because I've met people who have been only able to give change, but I also have finished a love offering and seen a $5,000 check sitting there. Where if I had to save $5 for the class, that would have been a lot less. You understand what I'm saying? You have to, and that's the way I do it. That takes a lot of trust, because I've lived like this for 20 years this year. So I'm an extreme teaching example. If a black dude teaches something weird like the Course in Miracles to mostly room full of people in white bodies and make it and still be alive, you know your little desire is a pittance. I'm an extreme example. I'm a person that's not supposed to exist, that you've been told by the world isn't even out there. There ain't a black guy like me. You know what I'm saying? It's like we're having an experience that we're not supposed to have. And so I'm telling you. Oh, goodness. So be careful. You'll receive everything you want. If you have joy, it will create. So watch yourself. Don't get too happy. Okay? Because you know all the reasons why you don't deserve it. And when you forget, you just make sure you form relationships with people who will remind you. Haven't you done that? You'd be just about to forget what it was you felt bad about yourself. And they say, well, you must have forgot what you did. I'll be telling you again what you did last week. You was about to feel good. You dare. I mean, what do? You say, oh my God, this is a major opportunity for growth. I'm going to have to test you to see if I can keep my heart open. Let me see if I can be harmless. Okay, so what's my lesson in being with this fool? That's a very holy prayer. Don't tell anybody that. It's just between us. Between us. So, Wednesday, where
are you, P. George?
Me too.
Oh, there we go.
choose the joy of God instead of pain. We choose the joy of love now instead of pain. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah.
Next,
week we're going to put you on more for
7 months. After that, my God, the Richter scale went to about 19 during the last hour. It was great.
And this is our shy stage. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
This was a crescendo.
Hey, what?
Okay.
Okay.
It's powerful stuff. Yes.
My California move is back off. So I'll probably be gone next week. So I just want to thank you guys for your support, especially for the classes, for the introductions, for helping me gently awaken something that's been very frightening for me to get going. And it's just been a very great nest and cocoon for me. I couldn't ask for a better heart place. So. And the going away party is going to be at Earl's house tonight, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A great opportunity to keep my heart open. Oh Lord, have mercy. Well, you know, surround you with light and love and joy and peace and ease and safety and abundance and great loving. Yeah.
Where he's moving to.
Where are you moving to?
You'll be a link on
Earl. All right. So I got a couple of minutes that I want to move us on up out of here. And what we're going to play with is the idea that we finally choose love and happiness instead of pain. Okay? All right? So a couple of minutes, we're going to work it.
Okay.
We're
going
to work it. Those who want to receive it, get it. Some of us listen real good, so it's okay to like just lay back and just let it in. Just however you want to respond, it's fine. But I'm going to get this thought down.
I want to get into it, man, you know. Like a sex machine, man. Moving, doing it, you know. Can't count it out. 1, 2, 3, 4. Machine, get up, get up, get on the moon, get on the machine, get on the.
I choose the joy of God is here.
I choose the joy of God instead of pain.
like you to be able to handle the results of this. I now order you to quiet down in the world and not reflect the joy you just did. When you go out in the world, nobody will know this ever happened. Okay. And so that it can just stay and germinate just right. I order all of you to forget most of the things you heard me say. And when you leave, only one or two thoughts will remain. And if somebody asks you what you learned today, you just say, I don't know, you just need to go. May the course be with you. I see y'all. Give us some love. A love hug. Let's take this little guy out there in 2 hours.